Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Klal Nun, Simen Chav Dalet. The Chayyadim is dealing with the place to say the Bracha Achronah. So he says, if a person left his where he was eating, he makes the Bracha in the new place where he finds himself by Brein Nefashos. Abadavorim, Bitavorim, Shemavorchim, Acharem, Bracha Achas, Bein Gimel, Yesh Sofik. The case where the bracha is a bracha achas min gimel. There's a suffix, the yeshamim tafilu im yotzo tzurach laachzer l'mokim sh'ochol l'varach sham k'leil b'klam em zayin simetestin yibrachas amazim. So some say you have to go back. So the chayyadim says the following: mikomokim b'shasat chak yivarach b'mokim shenistra afilo yotzo b'mezit. So we're going to be somech in the case of a person left b'mezit, which he's mechuyib to go back. By benching, he's, according to everybody, he has to go back. But by the Bracha Achas Min Gimel, if he left already, it's mechuyav is whether he's mechuyav to go back or not. So if he has the opportunity to eat something over here, so he'll eat something more over here, and then he will say Bracha Achronah. But if he doesn't have that available, he will say the Bracha Achronah over here. So it means, since it's a machlokes, we kept him mechayev him to go back, even in a case where he's yotze b'mezid. And Mishabura brings, according to the Gra, we paskin that he is mechayev to go back in the case of the Hemini Dagon, and therefore, according to the Gra, the lach will be there, we go back. Since there are other Achronah, we paskin otherwise, so we can't be mechayev him to go back. The person will say the Bracha here where he finds himself. Now, the Chayyadim raises the following question. In regards to a concept in halacha called shini makom, so a person starts the meal, steps away from the meal for a period of time, and comes back. Does he need a new bracha or not? So do we look at the second achila as a continuation of the first achila, and therefore the first bracha rishona will work for the second eating? Or do you look at that this is two separate acts of eating? So we already mentioned that a bracha works for the whole meal. So when does the meal end in that situation? So Chazal said like this: if you're dealing with a food which requires the bracha to be said in its place, it means if he leaves, he has to come back. So it means even when he left, he didn't really leave because he has to come back. So therefore we do not look at the stepping away from the meal into Shini Mokum, stepping away. We'll define what that means, how far away is called stepping away. But we do not look at that as the end of the meal, because he's mechuyav to come back. So anything which is told bracha la'acharov, anything which requires the bracha to be said afterwards in that Mokum, Shini Mokum doesn't apply. So by bread, for example, even a person eating by themselves, so there's nobody else keeping their kviyas, and they're in the middle of the meal, and they step outside, they step away to do something. As long as they didn't decide that they're ending the meal, just based on the idea of shini makom alone, they will not lose their bracha rishona, because since they're mechuyav to come back, so this is still part of the meal. Do we say that's true by Bracha Achas Min Gimel? Well, at least theoretically, it should depend on the different shitas. So if I hold that it applies to all of Shivas Aminim, so all of Shivas Aminim will have this halacha. The person's eating dates, and he steps away, and he comes back. He does not need a new Bracha Repioates. Person's eating Mazonos, and steps away, he comes back. It's not needed in the Mazarnas. But now that I just said, Dr. Chayyadim, that since it's a machlokes, so therefore, in the case of Bidi Evid, if a person left, he makes a bracha in the new place, which means at a practical level, we're not giving it a halacha that you have to go back to say it's bracha bim karma. See, if so, we should not say, we should say that the Shini Mokum is an act of ending the meal. You stepped away, and you can say the bracha elsewhere. So there's nothing to drive you to come back. So the act of stepping away is going to be determinative and say that it's done, similar to Brei Nefashos. But on the other hand, at least theoretically, halachically, you are mechuyev to go back, even though practically we're not being mechayev you to do so. But there are opinions that really make it that you are mechuyev to do so. So the Chayyarim says, umikomokum, Vavu began, Yeshem didn't pass the Cheshvin and Lekilu Hoyodain Bimokam Arishan. So we consider it as if he's still in the first place, because it has a lacha like pass that at least theoretically you're mechuyev to go back. So even though on a practical level we're going to be meiko because of the different shitas, but on a conceptual level we look at this as it's something which requires a bracha b'mkaymai, and a person would theoretically have to return, and therefore when he leaves it's not considered an act of finality, and the meal is not over yet, and when he comes back, he does not need a new bracha rishayim. Besen, we will explain this more in the next few shurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.